Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this. Would you read it with me together? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he might make your path straight. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say he might do it. It says he what? Circle it. He will. Circle the word trust and circle the word he will. You do the trusting, he does the willing.
How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we continue in our series called Hard Questions, Rick will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource you can take with you wherever you go. It'll provide practical answers to any dilemma facing you. It's a book by Pastor Rick called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How Can I Know God's Will?
When I first got married to Kay, I needed a lot of guidance as a husband. Fortunately, my wife was very eager to give it. Honey, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. She was very upfront about giving me guidance as a new husband. Now, many, many years later, I'd have to say this. I know my wife. I know her very, very well. I know she could be sitting here tonight, and I know what she'd be thinking about, what I just said. And I can read her like a book, and I know I can see things that are going to happen, and I know exactly how she's going to react. Because I know my wife. I know her intimately. And because of that, she doesn't have to give me all these rules and regulations and guidance much anymore because I already know. Sometimes I just watch her eyes. And as I watch her eyes, I know exactly what she's thinking. Now, she does the same with me. That's part of building an intimate relationship. The Bible says God wants you to watch his eyes. He guides us with his eyes. Why? Well, you know, it's like, you ever been in a room where you can't point and you're kind of going, you know? And, your friend may be a little slow. Go, what, you got a tick or something, you know? It's because they don't really know you. They don't really know you. So here's the key. Here's the key. How do I know God's will? What is God's will? It's a relationship. The key is focus on God, not guidance. Focus on God, not guidance. And the better you get to know him, the less confusion you're going to have about what his will is. Get to know God, and everything else becomes secondary. So, how do I know God's will? Let me just give you some principles that Tom and I are going to share with you tonight from God's Word. Number one, if I want to know God's will, first, admit. Admit that I need guidance. Now, the truth is, sometimes this is tough because we don't like to admit it when we're confused. Men especially don't like to do this. It is not in our nature to stop and ask for directions. It is against the manly rule to stop and ask for directions. You know, guys who stop and ask for directions, they're not manly men, they're girly girls. Okay. All right, so, you know, it's just, it is not in my nature to stop and say, hey, I'm lost. Okay? So, but that's why when it comes to knowing God's will, it takes some real courage to admit it. But the first step, if you want to know God's will, is admit your confusion. Psalm 25, 9. He guides the humble. Circle the word humble. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. If you're arrogant, if you're conceited, if you think you got it all figured out, God's going to say, be my guest. Go right ahead. Just go ahead for it. I've had people tell me, you know, Rick, I've been a Christian for 10, 20 years, and I've never really felt God guiding me. Well, maybe it's because you've never admitted you need it. You just go to work assuming that you know what to do without having to pray about it. You make financial decisions all the time without praying about it. You make vacation plans without praying about it. You make career decisions without praying about it. If you're single, you ask people out on a date without praying about it. Why? You think you know. Well, first, you might want to stop and admit that you need guidance. Then number two, ask. Ask in faith for directions. Ask in faith for directions. James says, you have not because you ask not. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask, seek, and knock. First letters, A-S-K. He just three ways of saying ask. James 1, 5 and 6. Look at this verse. If you want to know what God really wants you to do, ask him. And he'll gladly tell you. For he's always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask him. But be sure that you really expect him to tell you. If you don't ask in faith, don't expect the Lord to give you any solid answers. Now notice in this verse, there are two keys to knowing God's wisdom. First, you got to ask the right person. That means you ask God. You don't ask your manicurist or the bartender, you know, or some other, you know, reliable authority like a talk show radio host or something like that. You ask the right person, God, and then you ask with the right attitude. What's the right attitude? Expecting God to ask. Have you ever asked God to lead you, but you didn't really expect him to?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest questions, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Have you ever asked God to lead you, but you didn't really expect him to? Well, sure you have. And that's why you never got anything from it. You must ask expecting an answer. Ask because God honors faith. And then God promises wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is simply the ability to make decisions the way God would. That's what it is. Make decisions the way God would. Admit that I need guidance. Ask in faith for direction. Pastor Tom's going to come and talk to us about the third step.
The third step is you listen for God's response. Now, this is where a lot of us get off track. Because the honest truth is, we're too busy to listen for God's response. We don't have the time, and so we ask, and then we rush right into whatever we were going to do in the first place, and we don't have time to hear what God might want to say to us. We have to take the time to tune in and to listen, because God is speaking. Job chapter 33, verse 14 says, God does speak, sometimes one way, sometimes another, even though people may not understand it. And so the question is, how do I understand it? How do I tune in so that I can hear God's voice? Right now, through this room, there are radio waves that are filling this room that you and I can't hear because we're not a radio. It takes a radio. The chair that you're sitting on, you can't tune that into those radio waves. It takes a radio to do that. God has designed you and I to be able to tune into and to hear his voice. Unlike anything else in all creation, unlike animals, anything else in all creation cannot tune into God's voice like you and I can tune in and hear what he has to say. We were designed to hear messages from God. Now, how do you tune in? What are the channels that God uses? There's lots of them, but let me remind you of four of them tonight. The channels that God uses to speak to us. The primary way that God speaks to us is through the Bible. He uses the Bible to speak to us, his word. A lot of people like to call the Bible the good book. And it is a good book, but I'd rather call it the guidebook, because that's what it is. You might think of this as your Thomas Brothers Guide for Life. And your Thomas Brothers Guide, you don't put it on a shelf somewhere, you carry it in your car, right? So you don't get lost. You carry this with you through life so that it shows you the next step to take, the right step to take. That is why you need to read this book every day. Give it some attention, undivided attention for 10, 15 minutes every day. If you're not having a daily devotion time of reading the Bible, it's like you're taking the telephone connection with God off the hook and there's a busy signal all the time, which is very true in many of our lives. We do have that busy signal going. You have to keep this constant connection because God's will is found in God's word. It is 100% reliable, unlike some of the other sources we're going to talk about that are not. This is 100% reliable. So take 10 minutes each day and just read through it systematically. Now, I would suggest a systematic way. That means you read just a little bit and you read through one book at a time, books of the New Testament first. Don't use what we like to call the dip and skip method of the Bible. That's the mystical approach where you just open to any page and you put your finger down and that's what you feel God's word is for you that day. It's very dangerous, let me tell you. You don't want to be like the guy who opened it up and put his finger down and the Bible said, Judas went out and hung himself. That can be very dangerous. He didn't like that message, so he opened it again, put his finger down again, and it said, go thou and do likewise. So, third time's a charm. He opened it up again and put his finger down again, and it said, what thou doest, do quickly. Don't use the dip and skip method. Just read through one book at a time and see what God has to say to you. Another way that God speaks to us is through teachers. People who are teaching what this book says. Have you ever been in a crowd and you felt like, as a teacher was teaching, that God was speaking directly to you? A lot of us have felt that way. And the fact is, at that moment, he was speaking to you. I can't tell you how often Rick and I and the other pastors at Saddleback, after we've spoken, people will come up to us and they'll say something like, have you been reading my mail? How did you know? Or somebody will say to me, did my wife call you before this service and tell you what to say? Those kinds of things. What's happening? There's no way in the world that we could figure out exactly what to say to meet every need. But God knows. And so before a service, we just say, God, you know the needs that are going to be there. You know the people that are going to be there. Would you give us the right things to say? And somehow, in the way that only he can, he uses teaching to meet our needs. That's one of the reasons why I don't like to miss church. I just don't know the week when God is going to use some phrase, something that's said, to touch my heart in a way that will absolutely change my life. That's the power of teaching. Another way that God speaks in our lives, a third way, is through impressions. Just ideas, hunches, insights. God can speak in that way. Now, it always has to match with what he says in his word. Now, there are two extremes to this. On one extreme, there is the rationalist who believes that no impression can be from God. It all has to be logical. But on the other extreme, as Rick said earlier, there is the mystic who believes that every impression is from God. Whatever, God told me to go to Taco Bell, not McDonald's. He must want me there for a reason. Every single impression. So you just have to get the middle of that and realize that every impression has to match God's word. Let me give you a suggestion on this. Some of you that are facing a decision right now, let me suggest that tonight, before you go to sleep, the last thought in your mind, you think, God, what's the next step? What do you want me to do? What's your answer on this one? And this, just go to sleep and leave it in his hands. You'll find oftentimes in the morning you'll wake up and the answer will be there in your mind, the impression that he wants to give. There is a fourth way that God speaks to us. It is the most common way that he speaks to us, one that we're all familiar with. He speaks to us through our circumstances, and especially through the circumstances that create pain in our lives. We have to be honest about that. God is speaking. He leads us on the right path if only we'll listen. But if we can't listen to the difficulties of life, if we don't tune in, we are bound to get off of track in our lives. The Apollo movies and Apollo television shows have reminded us of the great adventure of sending a man to the moon. But if you think about that great adventure, you realize they didn't just point the thing in the right direction and shoot it and hope it got there. There were constant course corrections along the way to get people to the moon. Same thing's true in my life. Same thing's true in your life. If we're going to live a life of significance, God's got to work these constant course corrections in our lives. And one of the things He uses to do that in my life, and in yours too, is the circumstances that come into our lives and the pain that comes into our lives. But I found that whenever I follow my own inclination, whenever I follow what I want to do, it always brings greater pain. It always brings heartbreak. It always brings a brokenness into my life. When you start to listen to God in this way, whether it's through circumstances or impressions or His word or teachers, when you start to listen to this voice of God speaking, and it's not an audible voice, it's just an impression in the mind. When you begin to hear that, I've got a warning for you. Sometimes He's going to lead you in ways that you don't understand.
And that's why the fourth step is this: trust. Trust God when I don't understand. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this. Would you read it with me together? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He might make your path straight. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say He might do it. It says He what? Circle it. He will. Circle the word trust and circle the word He will. You do the trusting, He does the willing. And when you don't understand when God's telling you to do something, this is a test. It is an obedience check. And if you're going to grow spiritually, God is going to take you through obedience checks over and over and over in your life. He'll ask you to do something that humanly does not seem to make sense. And it's a test. He's testing if you'll trust Him. He's testing Him if you'll obey Him. A great example of this, of course, is the story in the Old Testament when the children of Israel had finally been set free from 400 years of slavery in Egypt. And Moses leads them out into the desert, and they come up to the Red Sea, and there are mountains on either side and an ocean in front of them, and the Egyptian army in hot pursuit behind them. They're in God's little cul-de-sac. You talk about a dead end. They were in a dead end. And they start to doubt, and they start to wonder and say, did we miss God's will? Did we hear God right? We thought He wanted us to leave in freedom. We thought Moses was the man we were supposed to follow. We thought we made the right decision. Now look, we're going to get killed. We're going to be creamed. It would have been better for us to say slaves in Egypt rather than to get annihilated here on the edge of the ocean. But God had them exactly where He wanted them to be. He was testing them, and it looked impossible, but God had not made a mistake. Look at the next verse. They later said, your road, God's road, led by a pathway through the sea. A pathway no one knew was there. Nobody knew it was there. God did. God did. It reminds me, you know, one of my favorite rides, I think they've closed it down now in Disneyland, was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It was a real cheesy ride. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it was like, I mean, Summer's End was better than Mr. Toad's Ride. And you know, you get on this little car and it jerks you around, but it looks like you're going to go into a wall, but all of a sudden the wall becomes a door. And then you go to another wall, and the wall becomes a door, and you just keep going back and forth. Now, that's a parable of life. Right now, you may be at what you think is a dead end. God will make a pathway to the middle of the ocean.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement. So please stay with us. If you've ever asked, how can I cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind, let me tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. To get your copy, go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, that's 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You've heard me talk about the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no believer, no Bible, and no body of Christ, no known Christian or church in those tribes. And one of the goals at Daily Hope is to take the good news into those areas so that there is a Bible and a believer and a church planted there. Now, the way we do this is what's called the near neighbor strategy. Some of these tribes, if you're an American, you couldn't go into because you're of a different nationality. But a near neighbor who lives within 20 miles or 50 miles or 100 miles, they could reach those people that we can't. So here's the strategy of Daily Hope. We train pastors. And we train pastors in countries all around the world. We've trained over 500,000 pastors from 164 countries. And this year, we're focusing particularly on Africa. We have a strategy we started a few years ago called the All Africa Strategy. And what we do is we're bringing in the leading pastors and church leaders from all 56 African nations. And we've been training them in Rwanda on how to build healthy churches that bring people in, build them up to maturity, train them for their ministry, and send them out on their life mission. And we are then matching pastors from America with pastors in Africa to partner together to develop a nationwide strategy. We've already had 26 nations in Africa begin the training. Another 26 nations are starting in a month or two. And we already have about 160 pastors from America who have started working with our churches in Africa. These pastors are partnering. Your church could partner with an African church or churches to help take a nationwide strategy of building healthy churches that can reach these unreached people groups. It's a big vision, it's a simple vision, but it's one that when you give to Daily Hope, you're supporting. So when you give to Daily Hope, you're not just supporting the broadcast here. And remember, I don't take any money for this. I serve this ministry for free. But we are actually using your gifts to spread the good news around the world, to train other pastors around the world. You have a part and a partnership in the Great Commission in Africa and in all of the seven continents. Now, I just want to say thank you for your support. Many of you have been faithful in the past year, and particularly it's these monthly gifts that come every single month. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's whatever you're able to give. It's the regularity that allows us to keep on reaching into new areas, new tribes, new countries, and a new vision. Now, you can give to Daily Hope online. You go to the website, PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Pretty easy. And just make your gift there. Thank you so much for your heart to reach people around the world. It's my heart. I know it's your heart, and together we can take the message of hope to the least, to the last, and the lost all around the world. God bless you for what you're doing.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.